本来这首诗歌是我要独唱的。
Actually, I plan to sing solo of the song.
因为我刚刚进来的时候，就说我姊妹就说，要不要跟诗琴的先讲一下。
And so when we first walked in this morning, my wife reminded me, says, "You want to check with the pianist first?"
所以我就跟她讲说，等一下读，要献这首诗。
So I shared with the pianist that I want to sing solo of this song later on.
感谢主，有一点改变，把这个诗歌改掉了。
And I am very thankful. The way we just did was even better.
我相信弟兄姊妹唱得更好。
And I believe you sing a better song. You can sing better than me.
头一次的爱。
This very first love.
这是我们和主最甜美的爱。
And this is the sweetest love between the Lord and us.
也是最真实的爱。
And also the most real love of all.
诗歌说到超过一切真实的爱。
And this love surpasses all the love in this world.
今天我们都享受了这个爱。
And you and I have enjoyed this love of the Lord.
如果我们每一个人都有和主这个最真实、最甜美的爱。
And if we all have this loving relationship with the Lord.
彼此相爱是何等自然的事情。
It will be such a natural thing for us to love one another.
耶稣对我们的爱不是博爱。
Because the love of Jesus toward us is not a little love.
我们好像觉得说基督教讲到神的爱是一个博爱。
And sometimes when we thought about the love in Christianity, we thought that's a wide range love.
但是耶稣对我们每一个人的爱是一个专一的爱。
However, the love Jesus has taught us is very specific as well.
常常听见弟兄姊妹做见证。
And you heard testimonies all the time.
哎呀，他说我觉得耶稣最爱我。
You feel everybody feel that Jesus loves me the most.
你们有没有这样的觉得？
Do you feel that way?
真的是这样。
It is indeed so.
这就是耶稣基督对我们的爱。
And that is the kind of love of Jesus toward each one of us.
耶稣的爱不是分散在许许多多弟兄姊妹的身上。
He doesn't allocate his love among all the Christians.
那个是博爱。
And that is a wide range love.
但是耶稣的爱是他全部的爱，爱在我们一个人身上。
But he also focuseds His entire love on each one of us.
他对你的爱是完全的爱。
The love he has for you is 100%.
他对我的爱也是百分之百的爱。
And his love for me is also the absolute complete love.
不是分出来百分之几百分之几，不是那种博爱。
It's not a love he allocated among all, so we got a share of it.
所以每一个人都觉得说，哦，耶稣最爱我。
That's why we all feel that Jesus loves me the most.
到底我们对主是不是也是百分之百的爱？
And at the same token, how about our love to him? Is it 100%?
有一次人家问主耶稣说，什么是诫命中最大的？
And one time a person asked Jesus, what is the greatest love of all?
主耶稣说，你要全心，我们中文是说你要尽心尽心尽意爱主你的神。
And Jesus says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength.
希腊文跟英文就是完全。
And in Greek or in English, it means 100%.
不是分出来的。
It's not just a part of it.
就是 99.9% 还不叫完全。
Even you give him 99.9%, that's not complete.
但是主耶稣给我们每一个人的爱都是百分之百。
But the love from Jesus to each one of us is 100%.
好像没有人可以分主耶稣的爱。
It's like no one can come to take apart from him for the love he has given for us.
好像主耶稣单单爱你的自己。
You will feel that he loves me alone.
哦，每一个人都觉得说耶稣最爱我。
We always feel that, oh, Jesus loves me so much.
因为我们所得到的是完全的爱。
Because what we receive from him is a complete love.
每一个神儿女所得到的都是完全的爱。
Every child of God receives 100% love from him.
所以主耶稣也盼望我们用什么样的爱来爱他。
Therefore, what do you think Jesus wants to get from us?
要全心全意全力。爱我们的主。
He wants us to love him with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength.
这个叫做头一次的爱。
And that is what we call the first love.
我们来看圣经。
Let's read the scriptures together.
在启示录第二章。
In Revelation chapter 2.
我们读第一节到第五节。
Verses 1 to 5.
我们翻到一同来念。
Let's read it together.
你们要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那有右手拿着七星，在七个青灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验啊，自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的了。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦并不拿见，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Remember the height from which you have fallen, return and do the things you did at first. You do not repent. I will come to you and remove your lampstand from
its place.第四节在这里说到主的一个责备。
And here you see a rebuke from the Lord in verse 4.
有一件事我要责备你。
Yeah, I hold this one thing against you.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
That you have forsaken your first love.
起初的爱心就是第一次的爱。
The first love is the very first love.
也就是完全的爱。
And that 100% love we talked about.
主耶稣的心真是不忍心看见我们爱其他的人。
And the Lord really doesn't want us to love anything else than Him.
还要我们用全心的爱来爱他。
He wants us to love Him with all our heart.
我们再读约翰一书第四章。
Let's read on 1 John chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
亲爱的弟兄啊。
Dear friends,Let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
在这说到我们应当彼此相爱。
He says we should love one another.
说到爱的源头，因为爱是从神来的。
Because love comes from God.
真正的爱是从神来的。
The true love has to come from God.
我们怎么样能够真实的彼此相爱？
How can we truly love one another?
除非我们跟这个爱的源头连起来。
We must first be connected with the source of this love.
我们没有办法彼此相爱。
Otherwise, we can't love each other.
我们在读约翰福音。
Let's read on John 21.
我们读十五节到第十九节。
Verses 15 to 19. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you, Jesus said. Feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John,Do you truly love me? He answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, Take care of my sheep. The third time he said to Simon, son of John, Do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time.Do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you don't want to go.Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And he said to him, Follow me. We just read the rebuke to the church of Ephesus that God had. He said, because you have forsaken that first love.
什么是起初的爱心?
What is that first love?
起初的爱心是最甘甜的爱。
The first love is the sweetest love of all.
神用这个最起初的爱来爱我们。
With that love, God has loved us.
这个爱叫主耶稣 甘心被钉挂在十字架上。
And that's the kind of love that urged Jesus to be crucified on the cross.
好，为着要证明他真是爱我们。
In order to prove the fact that he truly loves us.
他在十字架上证明他爱我们的爱是完全的爱。
Jesus went to the cross to prove to us that he has 100% love for us.
神今天要我们用这样的爱来爱他。
And the same way, Jesus wants us to love him with the same love today.
什么叫做起初的爱？
What is the first love?
很多人在这里结过婚哈。
And a lot of people are married here.
如果你是恋爱结婚的话，你知道什么叫初恋的爱。
And you know what does that feel like to have the first love?
你回想你年轻的时候。
Recall back when you were young.
你那个爱是怎么样的爱？
What kind of love you had for him or her?
真的，你愿意为你的女朋友、你的男朋友完全献上一切。
And you were willing to put up all for the one you love, either your boy or girlfriend.
你可以为他牺牲你的时间。
You were willing to sacrifice your time for that person.
你可以为他牺牲你的钱。
You could sacrifice your money for that person.
哦，很多时候人一谈恋爱，时间都忘记了。
When you're in love, you don't feel that time has passed.
但愿时间不在地上。
It's like you were not living in the realm of earth.
能够真实活在永远里面，永远不分开。
It's like you wish you could be together forever and ever.
哦，有时候是不需要讲什么，你只要在我旁边就满足。
And you don't even require the other party to speak much as long as you have that person's presence.
神今天用这个爱来爱我们。
And God has loved us with that kind of love.
但是当人改变的时候。
But when we are changed.
神的心实在是何等的伤痛。
God's heart really grieves.
他在这里说，我要有一件事，我要责备你。
Therefore, here he says, I hold this against you.
我们的中文圣经好像没有把那个真正的意思全部都表达出来。
And the Chinese translation is not that clear.
好像说我责备你，我骂你一下。
And it sounds like God rebukes us, like he scolds us.
怎么这样子离弃我这个起初的爱？
Like, how come you forsake my first love?
但是在这里特别是讲到我要反对你。
But actually, God says, I oppose you for this.
神的心真的是，神是一个忌邪的神。
Because God is a jealous God.
我们中文好像是忌邪，是不好一方面。
And in Chinese translation, didn't fully describe that feeling.
我们刚刚翻译说 jealous God, 我们的神是嫉妒的神。
Because our God is a jealous God.
什么叫做嫉妒？
What does that mean?
嫉妒就是不容许有第三者进入。
Means he will not allow a third party to be between us.
今天神所要我们的爱是一个完全的爱。
Therefore, he requires of 100% love from us.
是一个专一的爱。
A focused love.
如果我们的爱被分出去了。
And if we divide our love among other things.
哦，神的心真是痛苦。
And that will grieve God's heart very much.
在一个圣诞节的季节。
And during the Christmas season.
这个先生呢，他就到那个这个 jewelry store.
There was this guy. He went to the jewelry store.
他就买了一个项链。
He bought this necklace.
那个项链下面就是一颗心呢。
And there is this heart pendant attached to it.
非常的漂亮。
And it's beautiful.
他就放在袋子里面。
Therefore, he put it into his pocket.
而当他买这个 jewelry 的这个项链的时候，他的太太到另外一个地方去买。
And when he was buying this necklace for his wife, his wife was shopping somewhere else. So when they went home,
这个先生就把那个这个他的衣服就挂在那个门口的一个那个挂衣服的地方。
And the husband took off his jacket and hung on the rack at the door.
这个太太就从旁边就看见这个怎么这个袋子鼓鼓的。
And then the wife noticed that his pocket was kind of bulky.
这个太太就把那个袋子里面的有一盒就是那个项链。
So she reached into his pocket and got the jewelry box.
她的心好高兴啊。
And she was so happy seeing that.
她知道她的先生这么爱她。
Because she knew how much he loves her.
一个这么贵重的项链要买给她。
That he will actually buy something so expensive for her.
但是那个时候你不能看。
But that's for Christmas, so you're not supposed to discover yet.
必须要放在那个圣诞树的下面。
And you have to put that box under the Christmas tree.
就是在圣诞夜的。
You can't open until
圣诞节的早上才能够。
The morning of Christmas.
哇，这个太太真是好高兴。
So the wife was so happy.
但是当开礼物的时候。
When it comes to the morning and when everybody was opening the present.
盒子是一样的。
She saw the same box.
但是里面却是 变成一个音乐的 CD 片。
But inside of which is a CD.
这个太太一看见非常难过。
So suddenly she just lost all her joy.
因为这个项链不是为着她的太太。
Because apparently the jewelry necklace was not for her.
因为这个先生有另外一个喜欢的女孩子。
Apparently he had another love.
那个项链不是为着太太，是为着他的这个女朋友。
So he wasn't buying the necklace for her, but for his another person.
真是痛苦，就到厕所里面哭。
So the wife went to the bathroom and wept.
当我看见这件事的时候
，When I saw what happened,
我就想到我们的主耶稣也是这样。
And I suddenly feel this is how God feels.
当我们有另有所爱的时候
When we have another love aside from God.
当我们离弃起初的爱的时候
When we forsake this very first love of God.
我的心非常的伤
God's heart is greatly grieved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
到底我们今天的爱是不是完全爱上
And what the love we have God is complete.
为什么主耶稣说你要用全心全意全力爱你的神
Why Jesus requires to love God with all our heart?
因为主耶稣爱我们就是用这个完全的爱来爱我们
Because the kind of love he has for us is just like that.
他也盼望我们用这个爱来爱他
Therefore he wants us to love him back with the same kind of love.
如果我们真的爱主的话
If we truly love him,
是不是我们就不能够爱我们的家人我们的妻子
Does that mean if I truly love God then I cannot love anyone else?
我们常常用人的观念去思想这一件事
And that's just our perspective.
因为我们实在是太有限
Because we're so limited as a human being.
我们一分出去我们的爱就减少了
If we try to allocate our love, we don't have enough.
但是我们做父母亲的
But as parents who sit here,
如果你有五个孩子
If you have five children,
你做父母亲你会不会觉得说哇你的爱被五个孩子都分掉。
Have you ever feel that your love is being divided among five children?
我真是已经爱不够了。
That I can't love them anymore.
还要爱我的先生。
And on top of that, I need to love my spouse.
你会不会有这样的问题
？Do you have problem like that?
但我有两个孩子。
I have two kids myself.
但是在我里面，我没有觉得说我爱这个大女儿，我就这个。小女儿就少爱一点。
But in my heart, I never heard problem. If I love my first daughter more, then I won't have enough for my second daughter.
我对老大跟老二的爱完全是一样。
Because I had the same kind of love for both.
相反的，当我们一个人真的爱神
，And when we truly love God,
他会得到一个无限量的爱去爱所有的人。
We'll be able to obtain this unlimited love, the source of love, so that we can love everybody else.
弟兄们，我们应当彼此相爱。
Therefore, brothers, we should love one another.
因为爱是从神来。
Because love comes from God.
我们常常觉得说，我如果是爱你太多，我没有办法爱其他的人。
Sometimes we're afraid if I love you too much, then I won't have enough love for others.
但是很奇妙的。
But amazingly,
一个真正爱神的人。
For someone who truly loves God,
爱人是这非常的自然。
And it will be very natural for us to love others.
而那个爱是完全的爱。
And then you have this 100% love for each one.
所以当以弗所的教会
，Therefore at the church of Ephesus,
他们有各种各样的工作。
They did all kinds of work for the Lord.
所以主说，我知道你的行为。
So the Lord said, I know your deeds.
我知道你的劳碌。
I know your hard work.
我知道你的忍耐
And I know your perseverance.
我知道你能够分辨真的使徒跟假的使徒
And I know you can test who's the true apostle.
神都知道这一切
God knows their condition.
神知道他们为主大发热心
And God knows how much zeal they have for him.
如果是我们读以弗所书的时候
If you read the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书就是给以弗所教会的书信
And that is the letter sent to the church at Ephesus.
这个教会是一个最认识耶稣基督爱的人
You can tell that is the church where most people knows the most Jesus,
讲到长阔高深的爱是在以弗所教会
And when they talk about the height, the depth, the width of the love of Jesus.
叫你们能够在爱中这个叫你们的爱有根有基也是在以弗所教会
And that's the church who knows the foundation of love.
他们是对最认识耶稣基督的爱也是最经历耶稣基督的爱
They were supposed to be the church who knows the love of Jesus Christ the most and experience that love the most.
但是有一天工作把起初的爱
However, they have come to a point that they have lost that first love.
今天到底什么原因叫我们失掉
So what is the reason that caused us to lose or forsake that first love? Maybe because they were busy working for the Lord. When you don't have much service to occupy your time, then we will have a lot of time to love our God. But sometimes because our ministry is so well developed,
你恩赐也发挥得更多了,
and then you have so many gifts, and there are so many people that need your help and service. Therefore, our heart and mind are occupied by the work. And gradually, we will forsake that love for God. Dear brothers and sisters, so what is the thing that's occupying our heart? What is the thing that's causing us to lose that first love? Not to mention the possibility because of spiritual work. And even it's the work for the Lord that can also occupy our heart. Throughout generations, you can see there are so many Christians who love God very much. But they will also forsake that first love. Because they emphasize the importance of ministry than the Lord Himself. When you love someone, you will spend a lot of time to be with that person. But if your heart is occupied by other things, such as career, then you will spend less time with the one that you originally loved. So how is our relationship with the Lord? How much time we spend with Him? How much time we spend to come close with Him? Dear brothers and sisters, if we truly love God, and we will put Him at the top of our priority list. And only when we have this loving relationship with Him, then you are able to express love that's real. That's why Jesus says, I hold this against you. Because that is something that Jesus thinks the most. He emphasized the love we have for Him, then our work for Him. Therefore, do not allow anything or any person to occupy the space that belongs to the Lord. Because this is what Jesus cares about. He cares if we truly love Him. He really doesn't care how much we can work for Him. But He cares if we love Him with that 100% first love. The church at Ephesus has forsaken that first love. And that grieves the heart of Jesus very much. He said, I hold this against you. And I oppose to what you are doing. And it's like He is our enemy to that. Why does He want to deal with it so harshly? It's because He wants us to return to that first love for Him. Only that love can satisfy the heart of God. Only this love can accomplish the will of God. So why will we forsake? Why do we forsake this first love?
圣经有一句非常悲惨的话,
and there was this terrible description in the Bible.
保罗说,
there was this person, Dima. Paul described him as someone who loves this world. Dima was the person who supposedly served the Lord. He was the co-worker of Paul. But Paul described that because he loves the world, So he left.
哇，保罗的心实在是何等的痛。
And that grieved the heart of Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们是不是因着世界把我们的心都去了？
And is our heart captivated by things of this world?
最近我们看见整个很多的灾害发生。
And you see all these natural disasters these days.
譬如说像 Katrina 或者是 Rita 这些。
And all these hurricanes happened.
或者是巴基斯坦的这个大地震。
Or the great earthquake in Pakistan.
整这个现今的世界。
Look around in this world.
这个现今的世界就像这个飓风一样。
And our condition in this world is just like the hurricane.
就像这个地震一样。
Just like the earthquake.
把多少神爱主的心，神儿女爱主的心，全部都吹掉。
Has swept away the love we have for God.
我们爱主的心是不是也被吹掉了？
And is our love for the Lord also being swept away?
我们是不是爱主的心也被震这个震震震掉了？
Is our love for the Lord also being shaken like the earthquake has shaken?
今天在世界上可以发生任何的事情。
Things can happen in this world.
有一件事我们永远要保守，就是要保守起初的爱。
But one thing we need to guard carefully is that first love for Him.
我们今天能不能因着主的缘故？
Can we for the sake of the Lord?
单单爱主自己。
Choose to love him only.
让所有的事情都发生。
And let all the things around us to occur.
但是我们爱主的心永远不要失掉。
But we'll never let go the love for God.
是不是因着一个试炼可以把我们爱出这个离弃了？
Maybe a challenging trial come upon us. Will we let our love for God be forsaken?
有一次我在一个聚会的当中。
I went to this meeting once.
我在那里侍奉。
I was serving there.
就有一对新来的一个弟兄姊妹。
And there was this new couple that came to us.
后来聚完会之后啊，弟兄姊妹全部都去跟他打招呼。
After meeting, everybody went to greet them and welcome them.
哎，我就知道他们是很熟的。
Oh, and then I know that some of us must know them well.
所以后来我从弟兄姊妹才知道说，原来这一对弟兄姊妹是一个非常爱主的。
And later on, I found out to other brothers and sisters that this couple is a couple that who loves the Lord very much.
因为他们在教会中负很多的责任。
They are carrying a lot of responsibilities in the church.
甚至教会祷告聚会、追求聚会，什么样的聚会都参加的。
They attend all kinds of church meetings.
那个时候他们有一个什么早晨在教会有晨更聚会，他都来的。
They even come to the morning devotion gathering in the church.
教会发生一切的难处。
And but then because there are problems occur in the church.
他们受伤了。
They were hurt.
他们伤到一个地步，不想再来聚会。
They were so hurt that they decided not to come to church anymore.
这个有多少时间呢？
And then I didn't know how long that was.
有十几年的时间，这一对弟兄姊妹不聚会。
And actually, for over 10 years, they have stopped coming to church because of that.
这是何等可惜的事情。
What a pitiful thing has happened.
如果我们认真的来追求主。
If we really seriously pursue the Lord.
十几年的时间，我们可以和主有多好，多甜美的关系。
How much more we can build in our relationship with him with tens of years.
但是这一对弟兄姊妹。
But these dear couple.
却是沦落到世界的里面。
Has fallen into the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们不容许任何的试炼夺走我们爱主的心。
Never allow anything or difficult time to take the love of us for God.
前几个月我们被邀请去吃饭。
And not too long ago, we were invited to this feast.
因为要介绍男女朋友。
Because we tried to introduce certain brother to me with certain sister.
那个弟兄是美国人。
And the Christian brother was American.
这个女孩子是中国人。
And the sister was a Chinese.
中国人英文不太讲得不太灵光。
And her English was not very good.
所以就请我们做客做陪。
So they invite us to be their companions.
就后来在那谈话之间。
During our conversation at the meal.
我才知道这个弟兄，这个美国弟兄原来是一个牧师。
And I realized this American brother was actually a pastor.
他在教会里面侍奉。
He serves in a church.
后来就问他说你现在在做什么。
So I asked him, so what are you doing now?
他说现在就是管音响。
He said, I'm in charge of sound equipment.
在哪里管音响？
I said, where are you doing that?
不是在教会。
Not in the church.
是在一个很大的 hotel.
But in a big hotel.
哇，有时候那个 hotel 要被这些 celebrity 或者是那些有名有望的人。
Because some famous celebrity will come over to the hotel.
哦，有时候他们有什么 party， 有时候是有一连有时候两三天。
And to use their facilities, have parties for 2-3 days.
哇，他有时候两三天都不睡觉就去管音响。
So many times he was in charge of the sound equipment, so he wasn't able to sleep for 2-3 days.
当我想到这些情形的时候。
And when I heard of the condition like that.
一个全时间侍奉神。
How a full-time worker of the Lord
怎么今天会沦落到这样一个情形？
Has fallen into a condition like that.
当然他很简单说为了工作没有工作。
He said, well, because I needed a job.
他说他这个工作呢也是因为在教会里管音响，这个学音响，然后才有这个技术的。
He said, I had this expertise because I learned that in the church.
哇，很多的时间不能够聚会。
Therefore, he was not able to go to church.
后来也知道说因为教会发生一些事情。
And also I discovered later because there were things happened in the church.
是不是我们因着这些外面的试炼。
So, because of these outward trials.
我们和主之间的那个爱关系就破坏了。
Can we allow these things to ruin our relationship with God?
我们是不是让许多的事情霸占我们爱主的心？
Do we allow many things in this world to occupy our heart?
我们有一天说都是因为那个人。
And we may blame it to certain persons.
都是因为教会发生这些情形，使我失掉起初的爱心。
Or we may blame the things that occur in the church that this caused me to lose my love.
这个能不能成立？
Can that be justified?
这样的这个原因，主耶稣能不能接纳？
Can Jesus accept that kind of excuse?
我们爱主是不是因为别的人的原因？
Do we love the Lord because of other people?
如果是因为别人爱主，所以我今天爱主。
If you love the Lord because someone else loved the Lord.
如果沈弟兄不爱主了。
So whenever there's someone, for example, Paul doesn't love God anymore.
是不是我们全部都不要聚会，我们不要爱主了？
Does that mean we should stop meeting here? Might as well just don't come?
沈弟兄会改变。
Yes, Brother Paul may change.
我也会改变。
And I will change too.
但是耶稣会不会改变？
But will Jesus ever change?
耶稣永远不改变。
Jesus never changes.
耶稣的爱永远不减少。
And his love never reduces.
如果耶稣不改变，我们也不应该改变。
So if Jesus doesn't change, why should we change?
所以不能用任何的原因说因为什么样，所以我不能够爱主。
Therefore, let us not use any reasons or any excuses that therefore I don't want to love Lord.
我们只单单爱我们的主。
Let's just love the Lord alone.
只有耶稣昨日今日直到永远都是一样的。
Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever.
你有没有看见有时候刚刚弟兄说外面下雨。
And our brother said it was raining outside just now.
有时候会有台风，也有地震。
Sometimes there are hurricane, there are earthquake.
你有没有看见太阳会不会改变？
Did you see the sun has ever been changed?
会不会因为这个下面的大台风？
Because the tornado has arrived,
这个太阳就变了。
Is the sun affected?
永远不会的。
No, the sun does not change.
地上可以有各种各样的天气。
And there are all kinds of weathers occurring to the earth.
但是太阳永远不改变。
But the sun will remain the same.
我们的主耶稣永远不改变。
And likewise, our Jesus never changes.
今天我们的光景怎样？
Doesn't matter how is my condition today.
耶稣爱我们的心永远不改变。
And the heart of love he has for us will never change.
但是今天主爱我们。
But because the Lord loves us,
他要拯救我们。
He wants to rescue us.
他有时候显明我们真实的光景。
Sometimes he allows things to happen to reveal our true condition.
为的是叫我们从那个陷阱里面被拯救出来。
So that we can be delivered or rescued out of that trap.
你有没有看见彼得？
Look at Peter.
哇，他是一个真是爱主的一个弟兄。
He surely was a brother who loved Jesus very much.
爱主都是第一个。
He definitely ranked among number one among those who love Jesus.
他是门徒中的班长。
He was the captain of all the disciples.
他每一件事情都要第一。
He was number one among all things following Jesus.
爱主第一。
He loved the Lord the most.
跟随主也第一。
And he followed Jesus the most.
侍奉主也第一。
And he also served Jesus the most.
但是他真的不认识他的自己。
However, he did not understand himself.
哦，主耶稣说他要被捉拿。
And Jesus talked about how one day he will be arrested.
他又被钉在十字架。
How he will be crucified.
但是他不相信。
But Peter did not believe that.
甚至他拦住耶稣不要去
And he even tried to stop Jesus from going forward. But Jesus truly loved Peter. So he said to Peter, he said, Satan tried to get you. He will sift you like he's sifting the wheat. But one thing that's most important, that I have prayed for you, so that you will not lose your faith.
他说当你回头之后,
therefore, when you return, make sure you fasten your brothers. And he can believe that.
他说我就是和你同你相间,同你受死, 我也不能够,
he said, I will never deny you, even I have to go down to prison and be killed together with you.
真是不相信他不会和主耶稣这个他能够为这个不去跟随主。
He can never believe there's going to be one day that he will stop following the Lord.
但是主耶稣又讲一句,
but the Lord added on by saying,
他说, 鸡叫三次以前,
you shall deny me three times before the cock crow. And Peter did not believe what he said.
感谢赞美主,
but thank the Lord.
主耶稣为着这个门徒的缘故,
and for the sake of that disciple,
因为他真的不认识他的爱,
because Peter did not truly understand the love of Jesus.
他不认识他爱主的心是什么样的爱,
and he did not understand his love for the Lord either.
耶稣爱他是用爱到底的爱,
and Jesus has loved him with 100% all the way to the end
of love.
That Peter's love was out of his flesh.
这个试炼永远没有办法站得住的,
therefore, he will not survive any trials.
所以当彼得跟随耶稣的时候,
so when Peter followed Jesus,
还没有到十字架,
he has failed even before the crucifixion.
甚至在罪,
he denied the name of the Lord even before a small maid.
而且不止一次,
not just for once.
一次应该就醒悟过来,
you would think once is enough to wake him up.
两次发咒起誓,
no, the second time he even cursed and swear. And even the third time, so he has surely failed.
真的是对自己再没有任何的信心,
and I believe he will not have any confidence in himself anymore.
因为他看见他自己是那样的不中用,
because he saw his condition was not usable to the Lord.
甚至于他对自己也觉得很羞耻,
and he feels so ashamed about himself.
甚至于他在门徒中间, 他也觉得很羞耻,
even among his co-workers, he feels so embarrassed.
主有没有办法拯救这样的,
was Jesus able to save someone like that? And I thank the Lord for that. Maybe you feel that you are in a weakest condition today. And maybe you feel your loving relationship with the Lord is decreasing. There was one day I visited this place. When I was walking on the street, and I saw there's a whole row of houses being burnt down.
我一看, 这怎么可能, 怎么会这样子?
And I was surprised, how could this happen?
这么宏伟, 这么美丽的一个建筑, 一下子就付诸一炬。
Originally, beautiful mansion now are burned down to the ground.
但是感谢,
but I thank the Lord.
经过两年之后,
2 years later,
我又再回到那个地方,
I returned to the same place.
哇, 比以前更漂亮,
and I saw even a more beautiful building standing
there.
And a lot of shops gathered around there.
我就想到,
therefore, I thought,
主耶稣爱的恢复,
and that is how Jesus recovered the first love within us.
今天我们可以看见好像被摧残的,
yes, maybe today we're in a condition our first love is so damaged.
主耶稣永远有盼,
but Jesus is always able to rescue us from that.
有一次我看见一个见证,
I read this testimony once.
这个也是实在是很难想象的一个见证,
it was really an amazing testimony.
本来一对夫妻, 他们是彼此相爱,
there was this couple who loved each other so much they got married.
哦,
and they were very active serving in the church.
但是中间就开始发生一些问题。
And gradually something happened within their marriage.
这个女的就认识了另外一个女的。
This wife came to know another lady.
这个女的呢，她是一个女同性恋。
And this lady is a lesbian.
她就吸引这个太太就跟她在一起。
And they became friends and became very close after a while.
这个情形怎么样？
So what was the result?
这个女的离开她的先生去跟这个女同性恋去搞同性恋。
So this wife eventually left her husband and joined the lesbian.
一共有六七年的时间。
For about 6 to 7 years long.
起初她好像还蛮刺激的。
Initially, she was excited by the new relationship.
但是当这个时间越过越久的时候。
But as time passes by,
心里面越来越痛苦。
She felt the agony and the pain more and more.
甚至她觉得说她真的是污秽到家。
To a point that she felt that herself was so filthy.
她也觉得说她真的是没有盼望的一个人。
And she felt that she was a person out of hope.
她有一天看一个这个基督教的节目。
And just so happened one day she was watching a Christian program on the TV.
当她在那里，她听见一个信息。
And she heard this message through that program.
不管你今天的光景怎么样。
It says it doesn't matter what kind of condition you are in today.
主耶稣爱你，永远不改变。
Jesus' love for you will never change.
她说你只要悔改，耶稣永远接纳你。
As long as you repent, Jesus will always accept you.
哦，当她在那里，她就开始说：“主，我愿意回到你的面前。”
And watching the program, she started telling Jesus that Lord.I want to come back to you.
他就跪在电视机的面前流泪祷告。
So she knelt down on the floor and she wept and he prayed.
主耶稣接纳了他。
So Jesus accepted her.
这个他第一个想法，他就想到他的先生。
The first thought occurred to her was her husband.
他就觉得说，他真的他的先生没有得罪他什么。
And she really could not find any fault with him.
是他离开他的先生去过犯罪的。
It is her who had chose to leave him and commit sins.
所以她很想去跟她的先生去道歉。
So she really want to go and apologize.
结果呢，她找不到她的先生。
However, she cannot find him.
她又不知道她先生在什么地方。
She didn't know where his whereabouts.
这个她就试着她过去她印象，她先生有一个 email.
And she tried the old email address she remembered.
所以她就试着去跟他接触。
In an attempt to reach him.
这个感谢主连上了。
And she succeeded.
然后他写一封最最长也是最真诚的一封信。
Therefore, she wrote the longest and most sincere letter to him.
一面祷告一面写的这封信。
She was praying and writing at the same time.
他就求这个先生赦免他。
Asking for his forgiveness.
后来他们就连上以后呢，就常常在email 上面联络。
And they were able to communicate more frequently through email afterwards.
最后他们要见面。
And finally they decided to meet.
当见面的时候。
When they met.
这个太太问她的先生问两个问题。
This wife asked her husband 2 questions.
她说你能够赦免我吗？
First, can you forgive me?
她说我做了这么许多得罪你的事。
Because I have offended you so much.
你能不能赦免我？
Are you able to forgive me?
我非常惊讶他的先生所讲的。
And I was very surprised at his reply.
他的先生说，我早在六七年之前我已经赦免了。
He said, I've forgiven you long time ago, since 6 or 7 years.
我就想到，这不是人间的爱。
And I immediately thought, this cannot be love out of man.
人间的爱都是一个报复的爱。
Because the man's love is to revenge.
你怎么样对待我，我也要怎样对待。
I deal with you the same way you deal with me.
但是这个弟兄因为一直活在神的爱中。
But because this brother constantly lives in the love of God.
所以他能够爱这个根本不可能去赦免的一个妻子。
So he was able to love and forgive someone like his wife.
他说早在六七年前已经赦免。
He said, I have long forgiven you since 6 or 7 years ago.
他说第二个问题。
So she posed the second question.
你能不能再接纳我？
Can you accept me again?
如果这样一个太太，你能不能接纳？
Can you accept me as your wife again?
他说我接纳你。
He said yes.
耶稣基督的血赦免我们一切的过。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ has forgiven all of our sins.
这个是神的爱。
And that is the kind of love that God has.
人的爱做不到的, 神的爱可以做到。
When men's love fail, God's love can succeed.
因为爱是从神来。
Because love comes from God.
今天我们光景, 无论是怎样的败坏,
therefore, it doesn't matter what a wicked condition we may be in today.
耶稣说, 你只要悔, 悔改。
Jesus says, as long as you repent.
你在什么地方跌倒, 你在什么地方起来。
And from where you fall, get up from the same place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣对我们永远有盼望,
Jesus always has hope for us.
人会对我们失望,
people may be disappointed at us.
我们对自己会绝望,
even we may lose hope for ourselves.
但是耶稣基督对我们永远不失掉盼望,
but Jesus never loses his hope for us.
只要我们悔改,
as long as we repent,
我们都可以回到主的面前,
we can always come back to the Lord.
像彼得这样一个弟兄,
for example, what Peter did,
真的是完全的失败,
he failed so much.
对自己完全失望,
and he has lost hope for himself.
虽然主耶稣一再而再地向他显现,
even though Jesus appeared to him time after time,
主耶稣在坟墓里向他显现,
he appeared to him at his tomb.
主耶稣在聚会的当中也向彼得显现,
he appeared to him again in their meeting.
但是没有叫
but he that hasn't recovered the love for the Lord for him. Because he felt that he had no hope anymore. And what could he do? He could only return to do something he was familiar the most. He said, I'm going to go fishing. Goodbye, everybody.
但是那些门徒, 他说,
and then those disciples says, we'll follow you.
不管从前会不会打鱼都没有关系, 我就跟彼得去了。
And whether they were fishermen or not, they decided to follow Peter.
这个那天晚上, 打不到什么鱼。
And they worked all night long and they caught nothing.
我相信彼得也很困惑。
And I believe that puzzled Peter.
他说他最知道这个鱼在什么地方。
Because he usually knows where the fishes are.
他还没有忘记他的技巧, 只有三年的时间。
That was his vocation. He knew how to do it.
他最熟悉的一个工作,
something he was most good at.
但是神显了一个大神迹,
but God performed a great miracle that night.
主耶稣叫那所有的鱼都跑开了,
then they have cast away all the fish.
他说连一只都不要去靠近这个彼得的船啊,
Jesus had forbidden even a single fish to come close to them.
哇, 在那天晚上,
and that night,
彼得遇见了一个没鱼的神迹。
And that was a miracle Peter experienced, a miracle of no fish. All night long, he caught no fish. And the next morning, they were so cold and they were hungry. And now you see the love of Jesus Christ. They had nothing. But Jesus provided for them fish and bread. And Peter was so ashamed.
当彼得吃过早饭之后,
and after he had the breakfast by Jesus,
稍微有一点力气,
he regained his strength.
耶稣就对彼得呼召,
and then Jesus sent calling to Peter.
在这耶稣恢复彼得的爱,
and that's how Jesus recovered or restored that first love.
耶稣问彼得,
and Jesus asked Peter,
他是约翰的儿子西门,
Simon, the son of John, do you love me more than this?
在这里,
because Jesus wants the heart of Peter to return to him. So he wants his focus to be on him.
他说,
he said, do you love me more than these? And every time when Jesus said that,
也,
his eyes were on Peter.
他要彼得的眼睛来注视他,
and at the same token, he wants Peter's eye to be on him.
你有没有发现很奇妙的事情?
Did you notice something marvelous?
问题都是一样,
it's always the same problem everywhere.
回答也是一样,
same question and same answer.
为什么主耶稣要问三次?
Why did Jesus bother to ask Peter three times?
为什么说你爱我比这些更深?
Why did Jesus repeatedly ask him, do you love me more than these?
彼得的回答也是一样，他说：“主，你知道我爱你。”
And Peter answered the same way every time, says, "Jesus, yes, I do, and you know I do."
为什么主耶稣一而再、再而三要问这样的？
Then if that's the case, why did Jesus ask him repeatedly?
其实在这一个整个的过程当中，
And in this entire process,
这是一个恢复的过程。
Jesus was trying to restore him.
因为彼得里面他原来的那个爱。
Because the original love Peter had for Jesus
是一个天然生命的爱
It was a love out of his flesh
是一个肉体的爱
And it was a fleshly love
而每一次这样的爱被引出来的时候
And every time when this love is activated
主耶稣说你爱我比这些更深
Jesus was challenging him by saying Do you love me more than these?
主耶稣这个彼得说我爱你
And Peter says I love you
在这里彼得里面那个不单纯那个天然生命的爱出来了
And when he said this that impure love the love out of flesh has come out
叫他里面成为一个真空啊
And then vacuum the condition of Peter
好让基督的爱再进到他的里面
And allows the love of Christ to re-enter into his heart
前面说到彼得三次否认主
You know how he denied the Lord three times previously.
耶稣用三次来恢复彼得。
And through three questionings, Jesus restored that love.
每一次的吐出。
Every time when he answered, he vacuumed that.
叫他里面更真空。
He vacuumed what the flesh love that was in him.
耶稣基督的爱进来。
And allowed the love of Jesus to enter into him.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主耶稣多少时候呼召我们。
There are so many times Jesus sent out the same calling. He asked us, Do you love me more than these?
主，你知道我爱你。
And we will say, Lord, you know I love you.
甚至于彼得都已经不知道怎么回答。
And to a point, Peter doesn't know how to answer Jesus' question anymore.
他就不知道怎么办。
He didn't know what to say anymore.
为什么主耶稣一直在问这样的问题？
He didn't know why did Jesus ask him so many times.
但事实上，主耶稣一直在那做一件事。
But Jesus did that for the purpose.
一直要逼得这个人出来。
That to lure out the inner self at Peter.
就要霸占彼得那个失败痛苦的那个感觉出来。
So that he can express or let go of those hurtful feelings because of his failure. And all his self-righteousness and self-love can come out. So when he finally said, Lord, you know I love you. He will let in more love of Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for that. And in that process of restoration,
彼得重新得力了。
Peter regained his strength.
主在托付给他说：“你喂养我的羊。”
Therefore, Jesus was able to entrust him with his sheep.
最后，主耶稣又在呼召他说：“你跟从我吧。”
And again, Jesus sent out the calling at the end, says, "You follow me."
这就是主的恩典。
And that is the kind of grace of the Lord.
不管我们今天的光景怎样。
It doesn't matter our condition today.
主耶稣永远可以拯救我们。
Jesus can always save us.
永远恢复我们起初的爱。
He can always recover or restore our first love.
今天什么在你的心目中霸占呢？
So what is the thing in your heart that's occupying you?
是主耶稣占有你的心。
It is Jesus that's occupying your heart today.
还是这些占有你的心。
Or these things that are occupying your heart.
是不是我们爱主的心已经慢慢减少了？
Do you feel that your love for him decreases already?
很多时我们常常祷告主。
And many times we may pray to the Lord.
每一件大小事情。
Big or small thing.
我们都来到主的面前。
We can always bring it to the Lord.
但是我们常常成为一个老油条的基督徒。
But sometimes we become so slippery.
我已经很熟悉了。
It's like I know everything in the church.
主耶稣已经把各样恩赐赐给我。
And God has given me so many gifts.
我不需要依靠主，我也可以做的。
Therefore, I'm able to work for Him without trusting Him.
我们今天信主。
We believe in the Lord.
可能十年、二十年、三十年。
Maybe it has been a long time.
我们是不是还一直持守住那个最单纯的爱
？Are we still hold fast that very first pure love？
我们能不能今天仍然说主离了你，我什么也不能做
？Are we still saying the Lord that aside from you I can do nothing？
主耶稣今天要恢复我们头一次的爱。
And we pray the Lord will recover that first love among us。
这个最融化、最人的那个最人的心的爱。
And the love that has captivated and melted the heart of sinners. And that first love has allowed us to follow him wholeheartedly and willingly. Jesus was able to restore that first love in Peter. In the same way, he can restore that love in us. But we need to respond to that.
我们对主说,
By saying to the Lord, you know we love you. I am willing to love you with that first love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你愿不愿今天早晨,
are you willing in this morning
在更新你和主之间的爱,
to renew that love you have for the Lord?
不管你今天的光景怎样,
don't worry about your condition.
世界上有很多被毁坏的东西,
and there are so many things in this world have been damaged
是没有办法恢复的,
that can never be restored.
但是耶稣基督
But that first love for Jesus Christ is restorable. So Jesus is calling you today. Are you willing to restore that first love? Doesn't matter how long you have become a Christian. Let us renew that loving relationship with him. Tell the Lord that you know I love you. Let's sing this hymn one more time.
When we sing this hymn,
When we sing this song,
如果你愿意,
if you are willing,
你在主面前再来更新这个起初的爱,
to renew that loving relationship with him.
如果这是你的心愿,
if this is what in your heart,
请你把你的右手举起来,
this is what you desire to do, please raise your right hand when you sing this song. 143, 143首。
把眼睛闭起来,
Close our eyes.
我们请轻轻地弹,
Let's listen to the melody.
我们每一个人都来到主的面前,
Let us come to our Lord.
到底你今天和主的爱是怎么样?
What is your relationship with the Lord today?
你是不是已经离弃了起初的爱?
Have you forsaken that first love?
你愿不愿今天早晨,
This morning, are you willing?
恢复,
To restore that first love for Jesus. Keep raising your hand.
还有没有这样的弟兄姊妹, 愿意恢复起初的爱?
Is there any more people among us that's willing to restore their love with God?
我们在主面前一同祷告。
Let us pray together before Him.
我祷告一句, 请各位祷告一句。
And I'd like to invite you to repeat after my prayer.
主耶稣,
Lord Jesus,
我感谢赞美你,
I thank you and praise you.
当我还做罪人的时候,
because while I was still sinners,
你就用完全的爱来爱我,
you have loved me with that absolute love.
你为我死在十字架上,
you died on the cross for me.
你赦免我一切的罪,
and you have forgiven all my sins.
把你宝贵的生命赐给我,
and you have given unto me your precious life.
主耶稣,
Lord Jesus,
我感谢你,
I thank you
像我们这样的罪人,
for a sinner like me.
你竟然爱我们,
you have loved us.
主耶稣, 今天早晨,
Therefore, this morning, Lord Jesus, I'm willing to reciprocate that love of yours. Restore that first love within me. Please pour down again your love in me. Lord, I'm willing to commit myself again. And may this love burn within my heart. Therefore, in the future days, I will love you always.
主耶稣,
Jesus,
你用完全的爱爱我,
you have loved me with that complete love.
我也要用完全的爱爱你,
and I also want to love you back with that.
听我的祷告,
please listen to my prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name, Amen. I sing one more time.
当头一次遇见了你，我的心充满欢喜。哈利路亚，喜乐满溢。主耶稣充满在我里。
耶稣，耶稣，我的王，超过一切。